from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben, only 31 days until the Century Tournament of Champions. My goodness. Yes, we'll be talking with Alex Urban this morning about Century Tournament of Champions. Matt Janella is joining us from San Diego. Luke Reese, author of One for the Memory Banks. This is a really good book. You need to get it. David Fischer and Nicholas Fischer, they are Peak Vision Sunglasses. And Lewin Mayer is calling in all the way from Scotland on this beautiful December 5th. How could it almost hurt saying that, December 5th? That doesn't give us much time, does it? Makalei has a 920. Poipu Bay has a 920. You've got to go online for Kapolei. Pearl Country Club is open for business. Get on over to the Pearl Country Club. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 950. Bayview has an 830, a 926, a 1010, and an 1130. And Bayview celebrates the beauty of the bay. That is Kaneohe Bay, like you've not seen it before. Celebrate your next event or birthday at Bayview. If you want to build team spirit at your company, Bayview. Book your next golf tournament at Bayview. They'll help you get it all organized. Call Eric, 247-0451, and that is extension one. It's going to be a partly cloudy day on the windward side, but it'll turn mostly sunny with isolated showers, possibly scattered showers. The trade winds, 5 to 15 miles per hour this morning. They're turning variable by this afternoon. So I needed to tell you, before we go to Matt Janella, that one of our top players on the LPGA, I want you all to, send out great positive thoughts to Christy Kerr. She's withdrawn from the Volunteers of America Classic after an early morning accident yesterday before the round started. Both Kerr and her caddy were taken to the emergency room with multiple serious injuries before being discharged, but the true extent of their injuries is not known. They were discharged from the hospital. Whether Kerr will be able to play in next week's U.S. Women's Open is not known at this time. So we'll be back with Matt Janella right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Aloha Power Equipment. Two great locations, Sand Island and Waipahu, for all of your power equipment, life-saving generators, lawnmowers, weed whackers, and more. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Futura Stone. Turn your home project, your paving project, your warehouse flooring into artwork. Specializing in natural stones like Brazilian quartzite, Aquapite on-site stormwater source control systems, interlocking concrete pavers, and now polished colored concrete floors. Futura Stone. Only the best. And Creative Plumbing. Starting a new project from the ground up, taking on a complete renovation, replacing your high-rise wastewater system, custom home, townhouse, high-rise, warehouse, or shopping center. Call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And now, Danielle Tucker.
Let's bring him into the clubhouse. Matt Janella, executive producer, The Fire Pit Collective, born at Sports Illustrated, raised at Golf Digest, and fun run at Golf Channel, loving life at the Fire Pit. Welcome into the clubhouse, Matt.
Thank you, Danielle. Always a pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing good. I mean, all things considered, we could use more of those chilly nights. It's such good sleeping weather. I was Matt Janella has the Fire Pit with Matt Janella podcast. But tell us more. You know, on September 10th, you launched Dawn Patrol Productions and the distribution partnership with Golf Digest and Discovery Inc. So tell us about that.
Well, it's just an evolution of my career, basically. I mean, as you said, I started at Sports Illustrated and I was in the photo department, and then went back and got a master's degree while I was at Golf Digest and Golf World magazines, and sort of moved out of the photo department and into travel writing for Golf Digest and Golf World. And then from there, I you know, I joined Golf Channel and the Morning Drive team, and I was the travel insider for what will be 8 years. And, you know, so kind of had this toolbox of storytelling, I guess is what you would say. And, I you know, kind of this evolution of not only my career but also where we're going with content and distribution, it just it seemed to me, even just the last few years, that this is where I needed to be, which is on my own, essentially. Created a team. You know, I've met these talented people along the way, producers, shooters, editors, and just with a desire to try to have a little more control over my content and the stories that I was telling. It just seemed like this was the way to go. And that's exactly what it is. So Dawn Patrol Productions is essentially a team of people that I've worked with over the last, you know, 7 or 8 years, telling stories for the Golf Channel, and we've broken out on our own, and we will have autonomy over what we do and how we do it, but we will, you know, get distribution through Golf Digest and Discovery Media. So it allows us to get, you know, the eyeballs we need to see the stories we're telling, in addition to sort of my social channels and websites and YouTube channels that we've developed. So really, January 1st, we'll go live with the FirePitCollective.com. And in the Fire Pit Collective, you have the Fire Pit podcast. You have The Ambush, which is a celebration of buddies trips that I used to do for Golf Digest in print only. Now we're going to bring that back as a video series. We're going to have Journeys with Matty G, which is going to be the typical travel content that I've been doing for the last, you know, 8 years, but just a little bit different. And then in addition to that, we'll have breakout features, news items. I'll have a blog and an opportunity to kind of tell, you know, break news as it happens in the world of travel and golf course development. And so that's it. I'll have a bunch of merchandise where you can buy if you like what we're selling. I mean, you know, this is sort of this garage band production companies that we've seen emerge in the world of golf, like, you know, Barstool's, you know, Foreplay and all that Barstool Riggs is doing and his team, and then, you know, No Laying Up. These guys were on the front end of what is cost effective and efficient production.
It's really cool to see the reviews that you're getting for the podcast. One gentleman said, I started listening to the Fire Pit at a time when I wanted to consume as much golf content as possible. But what I found was so much more than golf. The stories are about golf, but really they're about people and passion. Each episode instills in me the need for following your dreams, nurturing the relationships you have with people, working through adversity to achieve what you want in life. I feel I've become a better father, husband, and person having listened to them. I can't wait for what's next. Thank you.
That's amazing. We started the Fire Pit podcast during COVID. You know, at the time I knew I was going to do a podcast at some point. I wasn't a big podcast listener and started listening to podcasts, trying to figure out what's my lane? How am I going to make what I do a little different? And that in itself evolved from episode one to ultimately what we did is about 18 episodes of the Fire Pit in season one. And, you know, you've got to be passionate about what you're doing or what the story you're telling in order to be successful, obviously. So I started looking around me and made a list of like 60 different story ideas that are happening around us at all times, right? And I thought if we could tell one story with multiple voices and then clip, you know, stitch that all together and make it seamless. So, you know, we're doing upwards of 400 minutes of interviews for a 40-minute podcast. Because, you know, I said, people always used to ask me, Daniel, oh, are you going to do a podcast? Do you do podcast? Do you know how to do a podcast? I go, I feel like I've done podcasts my whole career. It's called an interview. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some people do it that way, which is they hit record and then they stop the recording and then they put it out as a podcast. You know, for example, you've been doing podcasts your whole career. It's mm-hmm. not unlike what we're doing right now. But for me, I wanted to make it just a little different. And, which is to say, take more, you know, take a bunch of commentary or perspective or storytelling around a particular, you know, time in someone's life, and then stitch it together and make it one comprehensive story. And I have fun doing it. I have fun doing it. I'm really happy that people have fun listening to it or impact it. For me, there's stories all around us. I just want to find great stories and then figure out what's the best platform to distribute it and what's the best way to tell that story.
Yeah.
And podcast is a cost-effective way of doing it.
Yeah, and you're on YouTube, which I was checking out this morning, so you can put your video on YouTube podcast. Of course, you can distribute that through so many different platforms.
Yeah.
In Florida, Winter Park was your home course?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
A 100-year-old course. You had 42,000 views on YouTube about Winter Park. And now you're home based in San Diego. Tell us, I followed you a little bit, but you did a cross country journey with the whole family from Florida to your new home in San Diego, playing skins games all the way.
Well, you know, I as you said, I decided to, you know, my father lives in San Diego. My parents are in their 80s. My dad's not doing great health wise, which was an instigator to getting back to the West Coast. In addition to that, you know, I was born and raised in Northern California. I've been on the East Coast for 25 years. Creating this autonomy and freedom for myself allowed me to consider the idea of moving back to the West Coast. And thankfully, my wife and family were on board, and so we did. We sold our house in Winter Park, which we loved, just outside of Orlando, and left the Winter Park Nine, a little course right there, nine-hole course right in the middle of town that, you know, I love. And have watched and chronicled the development of that, the sort of renovation of that course. So feel like we leave that in a better place and trekked our way to the West Coast and decided while we're doing that with two U-Hauls and a car and the whole crew that we would make, you know, sort of spontaneous skins games along the way. So we started at Winter Park. We went to Houston. And then Gus Wortham, and then we went to San Antonio, Old Brack. We went to Lions Muni in Austin. Then we went to Mountain Shadows in Scottsdale. And we ended up at Goat Hill Park, the John Ashworth golf course in Oceanside, California, that, you know, that we've talked about before. And we've chronicled the evolution of this place, which is all about the community and the camaraderie of affordable and accessible golf. So that's my new home. My new home turf is here. I got little offices right above Link Soul in Oceanside, and we got the kids in some schools, and we're happy, and we're sort of January 1st will be the official launch of the Fire Pit Collective and Dawn Patrol Productions and all that we're going to be, you know, all the stories we'll be telling going forward.
Okay, so that brings me to my question. You know, you have YouTube, you've got Instagram, you're on Twitter. Of course, you'll probably stay there. But is there a time when we'll find all of your content in one place too, like online and
yes.
Website?
Yeah. That'll be thefirepitcollective.com, and we'll do kind of an official soft launch in a couple weeks, and then January 1st we'll go live. You'll be seeing, you know, a lot of what we do. Obviously, social media, I'll tease everything and link to everything on my Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and LinkedIn, and all that stuff. But then, you know, the distribution through Golf Digest and Discovery and the partnership there, I'm really excited about. I worked at Golf Digest for 11 years. I've always loved and appreciated and respected that brand and the people who work there, and it's really nice to be back and partnering with them on storytelling. So I'm looking forward to seeing where all of that goes. And then, you know, I had an amazing run at Golf Channel, and that was an incredible opportunity. I hope to be able to continue to help them tell stories going forward, and, you know, for various live froms from major championships, et cetera. So those were the kind of opportunities, and the people that I worked with there, I you know, love and appreciate and respect them too. So it's all good. We're all, you know, when we say in the game of golf, we're all in this together. golf is life and life is golf. It's true. And it's a small world we live in the world of golf. There's not, everybody knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who plays the game of golf. And it's a special sport. So I feel lucky to be immersed in it. And there are stories all around us, and they don't always necessarily pertain to sort of the sport of the game. It is the life of the game. And that's the stuff that interests me the most.
Yeah, the connections that, you can all go back to golf, even though there's spokes from the wheel of the center, golf, and all these different people come together on the golf course. And you meet amazing people who have completely different lives, and you find yourself discovering whole new avenues or different small enclaves in society that you didn't know that this is happening over here. Look at this. This is something I didn't even know about. And that's really the beauty of the game too, that it brings so many different people of different backgrounds together, enjoying the same sort of let's get outdoors, let's enjoy this beauty that we're lucky to be in the middle of, and hit this ball around as best as possible. Speaking of hitting the ball around as best as possible, the state of the game, as you've seen it because you're so deep inside, since COVID-19, since March, it was with us before that, but basically it started disrupting lives in March. What is the state of the game now?
Well, COVID is catastrophic and just devastating and just debilitating and just unbelievable and so sad to see, to turn on the news on a daily basis. The one, if there are any silver linings to what's happening, one would definitely point to the game of golf. National Golf Foundation reporting that the game of golf might be up upwards of 50 million rounds in 2020. 50 million rounds from 2019. That, what people did is, as other sports shut down, as other outdoor activities weren't an option or travel wasn't an option, people were furloughed or laid off or not working, we looked around and realized that the Winter Park Nines or the Goat Hill Parks or other municipals across the country, any activity relating to the game of golf seemed pretty appealing at that time, a place where you can go out and feel like you can take a deep breath, walk with friends or family at safe distances, have some sense of an outdoor activity. I think we kind of rediscovered the soul of the game and as it relates to what we are as a community, right? So to be able to feel that safeness and that health and wellness out on a walk. A golf course is just, it is a park. And that's that John Ashworth preaches on a regular basis, which is you got to stop thinking of golf as a place where you go to try to break 80 or 90 or 100. This is a place that can be, it's green space, it's health space, it is a walk in a park. It just happens to have tees and greens. And if you look at it that way and you walk with your dog and your families, you get off your devices and you have this experience, I think that in large part is why the game has experienced this uptick of interest and energy and activity, in addition to Danielle and a lot of the tentpoles of the game deserve credit for this, creating these, youth on course and PGA junior leagues and drive, chip and putt. These things, these programs, initiatives that have been put in place, short course, the renaissances of municipals and the development of short courses at these big time facilities, realizing that it doesn't have to just be 18 holes of par 72 and 7,000 yards, pay $300. There is different than just that.
Yes.
It can be 9 holes. It can be 4 holes. It can be par 3 courses. It's different. And because of all of that, I think that's where we are today. And hopefully a lot of that sticks. Hopefully going forward, the 50 million people who are, who more rounds and some of that sticks, and people realize, wow, I'd gone away from the game. I found it again.
I want to stay with it again. You know, Top Golf is another opportunity and option for something that's not necessarily traditional golf, but sure feels like it, sure looks like it. It's sure fun to do. So, you know, it's all that stuff that I think it means for me, Danielle, and having just crossed the country and played at all these municipals and met a lot of new friends, I can tell you right now, it's pretty darn healthy. It's as healthy and happy as I've ever seen the game since I've been covering it for 25 years.
And that says a lot. We can look back to 1918, 1919, and know that we are following pretty much along the same timeline as those folks did back then. We've been very, very fortunate in the last 50 years to have the level of medicine that we have today. We have not been hit until now with something as dramatic and as impervious to our science until now. You know, it will end. And so we just have to hang on to that and do the best that we can, given the circumstances. And I'm looking forward to January is just like tomorrow. So we're going to have Matt Cianella, executive producer of the Fire Pit Collective, which will be one location. I'm so excited about your being with Golf Digest, you know, in that distribution network and Discovery. That's so cool. And I hope you'll be on the show in January so we can talk about everything when I can go to a site where everything is right there.
Well, I'm looking forward to those January visuals that we can always count on from the state of Hawaii as we watch the game of golf on those beautiful venues that you guys have there. And that, you know, I know we are, you know, we are all in this together, and I think there is light at the end of the tunnel. And I think if we could just mask up and stay safe and hold on and get through this, then I think, you know, it has allowed us to all look within and realize, you know, the important things in life and what really matters. And I think we're all getting that perspective that, you know, maybe some of us needed, maybe some of us already had figured out. But at the end of the day, I think if we can get through this and we can get back out on the golf course and get together and meet new people and make sure I miss those hugs. I miss the
hugs. Yeah,
the
hugs, right?
You take the hat off and you get in together and you say, thanks for the journey that we just took together. And I look forward to that happening again. Someday.
Absolutely. Matt Cianella, always a fun talking with you. And please let me know when you can be back on again, when everything's ready to rock. And Alex Urban's going to be with us next from the Century Tournament of Champions, and it's happening in just 31 days. Thank you so much, Matty G.
Always a pleasure, Danielle. Aloha to you and everybody in Hawaii.
Aloha to Matty G's family on the North Shore, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
We're going to come back with Alex Urban, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Paradise awaits in Hawaii. Competition comes to the islands as the PGA Tour players bring their best game, their greatest shots, and feel the true Aloha spirit. Don't miss the first event in the Aloha Swing. It's the Century Tournament of Champions, January 7th to 10th from Maui. Watch live in primetime. For complete coverage, visit pgatour.com.
What does spalling, cracks in your cement walls, those strange things that expose the rebar, the floors or the ceiling, you know, they get everywhere. All of a sudden, the concrete is loosening up. What do those cracks have in common with termite infestation? Well, both of them only get worse if you don't do anything, and they get more expensive to repair if you leave them alone. So what's the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they've repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks, and stopped the leaks. Call Richard Mulgram at 808-864-9520. 864-9520. RCM uses the state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe, Call RCM Construction 864-9520.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Alex Urban, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions, CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. It's only 31 days and 20 hours from now. Alex, welcome into the clubhouse. Are you getting panicky?
I always love that you look at our website and get it down to the hour.
And by the way, it starts on January 6th and goes to the 10th, and that's at Kapalua on the beautiful plantation course, and limited guests on site. How's ticket sales? Are they sold out already?
Yeah, so it's, you know, we're really taking it. Your health and safety, we talked about this before, is obviously the key. That's our main goal, is keeping everyone safe and healthy on site. So there are a few still available on CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com. What's going to be really cool is that it is going to be a very small number of people. Should be a really intimate experience, truly, for those that choose to join us on site.
And when it comes to the pro-ams and the honorary observers, are your pro-ams and honorary observer positions still available?
We have a few left. They're very close to being completely sold out. So if anyone is listening and is curious about those opportunities, please, our website has my phone number on it, and you can reach me and we can chat about that. And once again, that's another experience that should be really intimate and really, really quite cool this year.
Oh, being an honorary observer, you're with the foursome that's playing. Of course, you'll be socially distanced, masked up. Will they be also tested, COVID tested?
Not the honorary observers. So the honorary observers will be actually outside the ropes, but they'll be the only fans out on the golf course. So it's still a pretty intimate experience. The folks that will be tested will be the folks in our bubble. So pro-am guests, players, caddies, staff, everyone on site. We'll definitely be part of that testing program. But the nice thing about the honorary observers is that theoretically they shouldn't get, even within 15 to 20 feet of anyone while they're out there.
Okay, great. There's also, when I did it, there was food on the course. Bananas. It was so cool. You could go in. It's all out there for the players, but you were welcome to have some nourishment as well. On the plantation course, you probably want to bring a little satchel with some, because it's a pretty big course.
It is. We all know it's a heck of a property.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a big piece of land, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yes. And put on your hiking boots. Now, Golf Channel, of course, is broadcasting. So for those of us who can't be there, we're all going to get to see it, right?
Absolutely. The nice thing about our event, is it's the backdrop is it's as good as it gets. You can't do better than the views of Molokai and the Pacific Ocean. And yeah, I think it'll be, the TV presentation will be top notch, as it always is. And Golf Channel does an awesome job, and their producer Brant Packer, he's awesome. And our friend Mark Rolfing, of course, giving his insights into the golf course and the area that he's intimately connected to. So yeah, we're very excited.
This would have been my 21st broadcast from the Kapalua location of the Century Tournament of Champions inside the media center. Always loved walking up the ramp and looking at the view as you come up over the rise of the ramp from the cart barn. Yep. That's turned into the media center.
Just, yep.
It's gorgeous. I'm still going to do the show, though, and I'm sure Bob Bupka will be calling in, and Mark Rolfing will be calling in. It's going to be fun. I could have everybody on at the same time with the conference connection. We could have a very
exactly.
spontaneous conversation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. So we've got the Mayakoba Golf Classic presented
yes.
by Unifin. Now, does this winner, this is the last PGA Tour event of the season until the silly season starts. Does this person qualify?
Yes, this is the last week. This is the last player to punch a ticket to come out here. And looks like Emiliano Grillo is off to a nice little start.
So. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so we've got all of the winners of the reduced number of tournaments. And because of that, for you folks who hadn't heard, all of the 30 qualifiers for the final event of the PGA Tour tournament, the FedEx Cup, that they will also be there if they haven't won already. So we've got, and I'm going to go through this because I love these names. I think it's so exciting. Okay, so there's Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Xander Schauffele, John Rahm, Scotty Scheffler, Colin Morikawa, Tyrrell Hatton, Patrick Reed, Rory McIlroy, Sebastian Munoz, Sungjae Im, Webb Simpson, Harris English, Mackenzie Hughes, Daniel Berger, Hideki Matsuyama, Tony Finau, Lanto Griffin, Abraham Anser, Victor Hovland, Brendan Todd, Bryson DeChambeau, Kevin Kisner, Cameron Smith, Ryan Palmer, Cameron Champ, Joaquin Niemann, Kevin Na, Mark Leishman, Billy Horschel, Patrick Cantley, Richie Wierenski, Adam Scott, Jason Kokrak, Nick Taylor, Michael Thompson, Andrew Landry, Jim Herman, Brian Gay, Sergio Garcia, Stuart Sink, Hudson Swafford, Martin Laird, Carlos Ortiz, and Robert Streb. And the person who wins the Mayakoba Golf Classic, they will all be there. Well, all of them that come. Have you gotten?
I was going to say in a partridge in a pear tree.
Yes. So have you gotten any confirmations yet?
Yeah. So we're starting to get the confirmations in. You know, the guys have until the Friday before the tournament to commit. And so plenty of them wait until that deadline to officially commit. But there are plenty of guys that we know for sure are going to be there. So, you know, just to highlight a few that we know for a fact that we'll see on site. Justin Thomas, obviously our defending champion, Masters champ Dustin Johnson. It's nice to say that about DJ.
Yes.
Xander Schauffele, he's a past champ of ours. John Rahm, top three player in the world. Scotty Scheffler, Colin Morikawa, major champion. Patrick Reed, Webb Simpson, Hideki. He's always a nice fan favorite around here. Adam Scott, he's going to be playing for the first time in a while.
Yes.
He's missed it a couple of times. Same with Sergio Garcia, actually. We'll see him out here.
Sergio's coming.
The other day.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and also really excited for a couple of the other guys, like, I don't know, Stuart Sink. That's, as someone that really followed golf so closely in the early, mid-2000s, it was so nice to see him pick up a win.
Yes.
This fall.
That's
so,
right.
Those are just a few of the guys. There's more, you know, that are coming. But those are just a few highlights just off the, as I read down the list.
Yeah, and I'm thinking Harris English is not going to pass up the opportunity. And I
no.
don't think Tony Finau, since he spent summers at Turtle Bay playing over there at
yes.
Turtle Bay. I think Tony has family here. I think he'll be here. This is so exciting. So we have to go to CenturyTournamentOfChampions.com, get you what left of the tickets before they're all gone, because it's a limited number of tickets. There still are some Pro-Am spots open, honorary observer spots open. Just think walking with these guys. It'd be so cool. You'd learn so much in the process. It's a wonderful thing that just to see how they set up their clubs and all the things that they do in preparation for striking the ball. And then what happens after is always amazing. Now, how are the charities how are they helping you? Are they able to?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you can imagine there's still, you know, despite a limited number of people on site, there's still a lot of moving parts to operating a golf tournament in terms of, the basic things that are needed from our volunteers. And so, you know, obviously our volunteer force is a little smaller than typical, but there's still a lot of needs, and our volunteers are, they're ready to go, and we're led by such great volunteer chairs and, you know, people that have been doing it for a long, long time, and they're such great help to the tournament. And then we do work with some of our charitable beneficiaries like Hale Makua, Kalima O'Maui, Friends of the Children's Justice Center, Lahaina Luna High School Foundation. Those are just a few of our charitable beneficiaries that we work with. And then we're so happy to be able to donate money back to them after the tournament.
That's great. Alex Urban, Executive Director, Century Tournament of Champions at Kapalua's Plantation Course. Did I leave anything out?
No, you're always on your game, Danielle.
Well, I just want to make sure. You never know if Alex wants to sneak something in.
No. I think for those of you that can't make it, just make sure you tune in and watch the beautiful views, and it'll be nice to see Kapalua. And obviously, I know you and Matt were just talking about, you know, the coming back on the other side of this and really coming out strong. And I think we just want to continue to showcase Kapalua and Hawaii and Maui in the best light we can, and you know, just a little slice of normalcy.
Great. We'll talk again in a couple of weeks, just before everything gets underway. Always appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Danielle.
Okay. Aloha. We're going to find out who the Mayakoba Golf Classic champion is, and we'll be able to add him to the list when we talk with Alex Urban about Century Tournament of Champions again. So we're going to come back with a book that I would like everybody to really think about getting. It's called One for the Memory Banks. His name is Luke Reese. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor. Insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Ah, here's the local rules sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Luke Reese is author of One for the Memory Banks. You can find it at thememorybanks.com. He's also a contributor to golf.com. Now, One for the Memory Banks reads like a novel, but it's about real life, with most lovely prose, descriptives capturing the pictures for the mind to wander, and then all of a sudden, you feel like you're walking down the links at Ballybunion, and all of us duffers are playing just as terribly as Luke is, the author of this wonderful book, and he's listening right now. One for the Memory Banks is the title, and it comes from the author's best friend, mentor, business associate, golf coach, World War II active duty munitions expert, Alan Bond. He always said, now here's one for the memory banks, and they all called him Bondy. Welcome into the clubhouse, Luke Reese.
Danielle, thank you for the introduction, except for the terrible, terrible memories of that disastrous round at Ballybunion. So I think I've committed for life that I was the idiot who played one of my first rounds in golf at Ballybunion in a barber jacket and had no idea what I was doing and no idea that golf was a difficult sport. So I appreciate that, and thank you for the introduction.
Well, you know, you're tennis. I mean, you were a tennis phenom, and here you are taking up this, as you said, this stick and a ball that's not even moving. Certainly, you know, should be no problem. That's what most of us think, right?
And played by a bunch of old people. It's like, come on, this has got to be easy. So the funny thing is, I was a tennis player and I joined Wilson Sporting Goods, and I thought, well, heck, golf can't be that hard. And so I said, oh, look, I'm going with a friend. We're going over. Can I just get a set of clubs? Can I borrow some? This guy sends me this like mega tour bag, you know, one of those old Naugahyde things with, wow, you know, clubs in it, extra balls and all that kind of stuff. I get out to Ballybunion, literally, this is one of my first four or five rounds in my life. And I get out there and it was just a complete and total wipeout. And at least I was smart enough not to finish the round. I walked the final seven holes of the course, having paid my caddy for the full round. And I picked up my ball after pretty much every second or third shot on each hole. So,
well, you that at was, least
that's the intro of the book. It's sort of a shaming moment, but at least it allows most people to identify with me.
Okay. This I have the page open to this particular one. Okay, and this is Bondy was teasing, of course, Luke about his swing. He sent Luke a copy of Donald Steele's Classic Golf Links. Okay. And Luke writes that he devoured the book, and this is how he devoured the book. My one-year-old daughter didn't know what was being read to her. Pat the Bunny, Classic Golf Links. The Runaway Bunny, To the Links Land. Good Night Moon, Classic Golf Links. We traded on and off, and for a while I had her thinking she was Princess Ayla from a magical kingdom called Turnberry. I love this.
You know, well, and the good thing is that one-year-old daughter is the editor of the book. So she edited it with me. The funny thing is, so if I could just go back and talk about Bondy for a second, he was this magical character. And unfortunately, you know, as those who finished the book now know, he passed away with Lou Gehrig's disease last year. And this was really my story, and I wanted to make sure that I got a story, got his legend out, because everybody who knew him would have thought he was some combination of Winston Churchill,
you know, sort of Sean Connery, Arnie Palmer. He was that kind of a character. He was the funniest person in the room every single time you saw him. And he was, you know, well senior to me. When I first met him, I asked him to critique my swing. And of course, we're working for a sporting goods company. And I said, hey, Monty, can you give me a tip? And he pulls the entire room in and he says, I've got a tip for you. Never touch the grip in front of an account. And I'm like, what? And he goes, the moment you do, they'll know you know nothing about golf. Okay, you know, and the whole room just, you know, it's the don't waggle, don't address the ball, don't do anything. Hold it by the end, and, you know, you hand it to the pro, and you use pen and paper to write orders. And it was just one of those funny things. But then, in a loving manner, you know, a week later, this book shows up, and it was Donald Steele's Classic Links. And I just went nuts. And I was like, I just have to figure this game out. Short answer is, he and I became best friends, played golf courses all over UK. And this book is essentially about love. It's about having somebody you just get to go be with and want to spend more time with and realize that, I hate to say it, life's short. You know, he unfortunately was taken from us. He got Lou Gehrig's disease and passed away in 2019. And, you know, so I'm hoping that, you know, when you read the book, people will realize it's not a Tuesdays with Bondi, as Dennis Miller called it. It's basically some form of a lot of fun, and it's a celebration of his life. And then at the same time, unfortunately, you know, it involves his passing.
Yeah. Jason Adel, is that how he pronounces his name? The CEO of Golf.
Jason Adel. Yep.
He wrote the stories, the people, the friendships, the competition, and of course, the emotion. One for the Memory Banks has everything that makes golf the greatest game on earth. I love what you said, though, in the beginning of our conversation, that you picked up your ball and you knew when to quit. And sometimes when you're on a course that just is way past, but it's so beautiful, like Ballybunion, you just have to say, okay, this is not my game right here. This is not my course right now. And I'm going to walk it. And I've done that before. And I've dropped on the green just to see if I could putt. You know, it because it's so beautiful to be in the midst of the camaraderie and the friends. And people, for the most part, they don't mind. They want you to be with them.
Danielle, you're so right. Bondi once said, listen, nobody cares about your game. They care whether you're a nice person and whether they want to be with you. And nobody cares whether you went out and struggled and got yourself an 8 or a 9 on a hole. Nobody wants to see the 7th shot in a bunker. This is stuff that, you know, people can pick up the ball and play. And that's what I like about match play, is that people aren't sitting around saying, well, what'd you score? What was your shot? What'd you shoot there? It's like, look, you just play. And if you're out of the hole, you pick up and you keep moving.
That's something you bring out in the book, too. That's very interesting that most people don't realize that in the UK, they don't play stroke play. Tell us about that.
Well, they play match play, which is essentially 18 individual, you know, little competitions. So every single hole counts as 1 point. If you tie it, you get a half. You each get, you know, a half a point. And if you win it, you win one. If you lose it, you lose one. And so what it really means is that no individual hole is worth more than 1/18. It just doesn't matter that much. It's important, and it gets very important at the end as you get close. But it allows the pace of play to just continue on. And I think that, you know, so often we walk off a course in America and say, well, I shot an 82, or I shot a 71, or I shot a, you know, 95. And I hate to say it, nobody looks at you and says, I care what you shot today. They all care whether you had a good time, whether you were fun, and you were fun to be with. Unless it's something that's groundbreaking. You know, every once in a while, you'll be with a friend and they're about to go break 80 for the first time, or they're going to go break par, or, you know, something's going to happen. Then we all get quiet and we all get helpful. But the rest of the time, I think it should just be straight up, and you play fast and you enjoy it and you have a good time. And it really, that's where the fun comes.
You say in the first chapter, I think it is, that you could manage to hit the ball, but you were terrible in putting. How did you overcome the terrible in putting, or did you?
I actually did. I'm actually I don't mean to sound rude here, but I'm actually a good putter now. But that's a long time ago. Funny enough, Bondi was one of these characters who could just talk me into a three putt from a foot away. Okay, I mean that guy. He could basically come up and go, you know, I'm not sure about the break or this or that, and just enter doubt into the mind. And I was particularly susceptible to that, especially early, because I was playing against a guy who was a better golfer and really knew what he was doing. Somewhere about halfway through the book, I describe it. I was lucky enough to also play a lot of rounds together with Angus Moyer, who was the former Scottish amateur champ. And he brought me out one time before a match and said, listen, I want you to stand here and drill 100 2.5-footers at a time.
Wow.
And as soon as you miss one, you have to start over. So you cannot leave this putting green until you put 100 in a row. That's stressful, okay? That was tough. And at the end of it, I literally would step up over the ball and go, I know I'm not going to miss the short ones anymore. I'm just not going to miss them. And he'd make a whole circle and just say, you got to make them all the way around the circle with left to right breaks, right to left breaks, and you got to learn to just put a firm stroke on the ball. And so I just practiced it. I guess I overcame it with sheer determination. But, you know, it's one of those things that, over time, you know, I now love putting, and I love getting to the putting green, and I love sort of lagging up from 40 feet to a foot. So
that Arnold Palmer did that. And yes. Somebody at Bay Hill came up to him. Why are you hitting, you know, repeatedly, you know, these 2-footers? He goes, well, they matter.
because if a 2-footer goes one foot and 11 inches, it counts as 2 strokes. Okay,
yeah.
That's a problem.
Yes, that's a wonderful story.
Anyway,
That's what I love about your book. I mean, I haven't gone all the way through it, but as soon as I started reading, and I went, wow, I just want to continue. I don't want to stop reading. And there are some illustrations in the book, too, where you talk about this one course that the members got upset. And so they said, okay, you get 1-9 and the other 9 is ours. And we're going to build a wall between the golf courses. We so much don't like you on the other side of the wall. That was strange, but understandable. And the other illustrations, who did them?
The illustrations were done actually by my sister-in-law, and she is an artist in New York City, and she's a pointillist painter. So she points with dots or paints with dots. And I contacted her. I said, "Would you be able to take?" I said, "If I send you a picture of London Links hole number 5, would you be able to draw this?" And she said, "Sure, you know, I can do that."
Wow.
And you know, I'm thinking I'm going to get some simple little Winnie the Pooh type drawing, you know, for it's like a simple little thing for a book. And I said, you know, I might use these. And it comes back 7 days later.
Wow.
And it's like masterpiece.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, could you paint? And I send her a picture of, hole number 9 at Royal County Down. She paints it. And then I said, could you paint the cathedral at Royal Dornoch? And she's like, of course I can. And so all the illustrations are in the book, and eventually, you know, she said, "Listen, I'm willing to do signed, numbered copies of the artwork, but right now, my daughter and I, who are the editor and I, each have our own copies of them, and then we just put them in the book. We wanted it to be special. We wanted this book to have an old feel, and to be a book that Danielle, first of all, I'm honored and touched that you read it and you just want to read on." We wanted something that people would get Bondi's story and get the story about just the fun of being in links matches and playing a bunch of fun, unusual experiences. And then we wanted the book to be a kind of book where you'd look at it and say, I want to go back and read it again. And I want to look at it.
Yeah, that's how I felt. It's one for the memory banks, as Bondi used to say. Here's one for the memory banks. And that's a perfect title for the book. And as Todd Martin, president of Peter Millar Golf, said, one for the memory banks beautifully weaves the color of the game with the personalities that every golfer will identify with and love. The masterful storytelling transports the reader to each time and place as if they were right there playing along, a journey they will never forget. I could not put it down. I really recommend this book for you. One for the Memory Banks. Luke Reese, thank you so much for being on the show.
Danielle, thank you so much, and I love listening to your show. We really appreciate it. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Okay.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Okay.
Aloha. Bye.
Bye. All right. We're going to come back, and we're going to discover some wonderful sunglasses. All right? They are sunglasses, and what's wonderful, too, about this story is that it's a father to a son to a son. It's a family affair. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
So what does spalling cracks in your cement walls, you know, those cracks in the cement that then exposes that metal inside? Floors or ceiling can get spalling cracks. What does that have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if they're left alone. So what's the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they've repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. They've stopped leaks. Call Richard Mulgram at 808-864-9520. RCM uses the state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction 864-9520.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
David Fischer is CEO and owner, and Nicholas Fischer is national sales manager. They're peakvision.com, Peak Vision sunglasses, sunglasses for golfers, and they don't scratch. Patent and lens technology designed to change your game. Welcome into the clubhouse, David.
Hey, Danielle, how are you?
Hey, Danielle.
Is this Nicholas?
Yeah.
Hi, Nicholas, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's a pleasure to speak with you today.
It's great talking with you. I understand that you have a couple new styles of Peak Vision sunglasses.
Yes, ma'am, we do. We have a SL9 that is a half rimless, which is a beautiful, it's made with aluminum magnesium, and it features our patented dual zone lens. So you get three times the information than your naked eye when you're actually looking at a green for an impeccable read.
Excellent. So it's a wrap with no frame at the bottom of the glass or the lens. You call it the lens, not the glass, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
And what that has on it is it has our patented lens that actually highlights the green for you that you know so well. I know you use them all the time.
Yes, I do. I love my Peak Vision sunglasses. Nicholas, why don't you give us a little background about what this lens and how it came about?
Sure, absolutely. So the lens was created by J. Paul Moore back in the early 2000s, and essentially he was an optical scientist, and the community came to him and just asked for a lens that ended distortion in golf. So J. Paul spent 4 years developing what we have today that we refer to as our patented dual zone lens technology, and it has a negative 52 Abbey rating and was the first lens available on the market specifically for golfers that did eliminate optical distortion even in an 8-base curve. So it was a real feat for the company and really for the game of golf.
And for the game of golf, yeah, so you don't have to have... I used to watch all the players with two different sunglasses, one on the front of their head, one behind their head, so that they could change sunglasses depending on where they were on the golf course. That's not necessary with Peak Vision.
No, it's not at all. So the lens really is something that changes your game. It's most of the players describe it like it's seeing the course in high definition. So when Nick and I are out and we're talking to people, when you do a comparison with them on and with them off, it just really brings all the whites, the yellows, and the greens, makes them really pop. So you get just a great read when you're out on the links.
Okay, that's perfectly described because it really does. Everything stands out very clearly. You can see exactly what's happening. You can read the green so much easier. You see the undulations and you're able to see where it's a little thinner and where it's a little thicker. And that, of course, determines the speed. It's so important to know all that. The SL9, how many different colors does that come in?
It comes in three different colors. So we have it in a gloss black, a gloss brown, and then a gloss gunmetal.
I love it. And the WX1 is similar to the SL9, but it's in some pretty bright colors, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and we did that for our golfing clientele that likes to stand out a little bit more on the course, and then those styles are featured in neon colors. So we have one in neon blue, neon black, and then also neon red, and it's a great style overall.
Why the no? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
It's got a little metallic in it, too. So, like, it really stands out when you're looking at it, Danielle.
I bet it does. I saw the pictures of them, and they stand out just with the colors. What's the benefit of having no frame at the bottom?
Well, it gives you just a totally unobstructed view of the ground beneath you. So, most players, when you're looking down at the ball, you're actually seeing the ball from the bottom of your sunglasses. With Peak Visions on and without, with normal glasses, you actually have a clear view of the ball without any of the highlighting properties that we have. So it really just makes it to where you have the same view all the time from when you're striking the ball to when you're putting it in the hole at the end.
Perfect. That is perfect. I frankly really like the sports wrap, the GX6. I think
yeah,
that's wonderful.
Nice.
Do you still have the try them for 30-day risk-free, and if you don't, they don't work for you, send them back?
Yes, ma'am, we do. We actually are doing we just stand behind our product. We do a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. And we're doing a special, we rigged up one for the golf club listeners today.
Wow.
And if you go on and put in... You go to peakvision.com, put in golf club, all in caps, for your show. They can get a 20% discount off today only.
Wow.
It's geared just for your listeners especially.
Thank you. That's so nice of you. Golf club, all caps. You put that in after you've put, you know, it's a promo code. Put that in, 20% off. That's so generous. David Fischer and Nicholas Fischer, thank you so much. Okay, the PK one is another relatively new. Tell me about it. It was rebranded with the name Peak One?
Yes, and what happened on that was actually a different glass that we had with an agreement with Mr. Jack Nicklaus, and we rebranded it for Peak Vision after that agreement was over. So it's that same great pair of sunglasses that he loves so much that's available for everybody.
How nice. Very nice. And it's very, it's only 11 grams, so it's very,
yeah,
very
super
light.
Super lightweight.
Super lightweight, yes.
Yep, and it's super lightweight because it's made from our trademark material called Ultimatter, which we like to refer to as the titanium of Grillmad TR90 frames, and just very high quality frame, but very slim temple pieces, and so lightweight that you'll forget that you're wearing them while you're on the course.
Yeah, very lightweight.
That's nice. Because after a while, glasses, even though they're light, they start feeling heavy. You know? It's a strange thing.
You get a lot of fatigue. And the great thing is the lens, when you're talking about fatigue too, Danielle, the lens just is, it kind of coats your eye as you're looking through it. And you can look through these all day and never take them off and do not have eye fatigue at the end of the day. And they really... They're fantastic for golf. They work great in other sports. They work great in baseball, softball, pickleball, anything, tennis, they do extremely well in. Anything that picks up a white, green, or yellow within the sport just is really highlighted and gives you that just impeccable look when you're seeing through these glasses.
That's wonderful. I love the patented dual zone lens technology. Because doesn't that, with the 20% neutral gray upper zone and then the lower zone is 60% amber, tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a great lens because you get that 20% gray up top that lets you track your drive. And then it fades seamlessly into a 60% high definition amber at the bottom that just gives you, it's like looking at the course in HD. Everything pops. It gives you a real new perspective. When you come up to a green, instead of doing like what you had said earlier, where you take your glasses off and put them on the back of your hat or on your head, you keep them on because you actually can see every read on that green that's going to get in your way to getting that thing and sinking that putt. So it's really a glass that can enhance and change your game with practice and time on your read.
That's great. Okay, this is peakvision.com. Peakvision.com. David Fischer is the CEO and owner. Didn't your father have a sunglasses or glasses business before?
Yes, that's exactly correct. George Fischer, my father, had started a sunglass company, which eventually was the stepping stone for us being able to buy Peak Vision and to basically bring it back and be able to offer it again to customers all over the world. We're selling in a lot of different countries right now, doing extremely well with this brand. It's well known, been around for a while, and the lens just can't be beat for clarity.
This is David Fischer, the CEO and owner, and Nicholas Fischer, his son, national sales manager, a family business, Peak Vision Sunglasses. Sunglasses for golfers, for tennis players, for people who are out and about. They don't scratch with this patented lens technology, and it'll change your game. And then there's the really lightweight one for people who just are really bothered by all that weight on them all day long. And special just today, if you go to peakvision.com, select your favorite one, and then put in Golf Club in caps, and you get 20% off. David and Nicholas, thank you so much for being on the show.
Always a pleasure, and just so great to talk to you again, Danielle.
Yeah, it's a pleasure, Danielle. Thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely. It's good having you two on. Aloha.
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 We're going to come back, and we're going to come, well, coming to us from Scotland is Lewin Mayer, Global Golf Post. We're going to talk a little LBGA right after this. My name is Decker. This is...
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Parrot Vision comes to the islands as the PGA Tour players bring their best game, their greatest shots, Aloha Spirit. Don't miss the first event in the Aloha Swing. It's the Century Tournament of Champions, January 7th to 10th from Maui. Watch live in primetime. For complete coverage, visit pgatour.com.
So what does spalling cracks in your cement walls, your floors, your ceiling have in common with termite infestation? Both only get worse and more expensive to fix if you don't do anything about it. So the answer is RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they've repaired concrete buildings, garages, decks, stopped leaks, found the leaks. That sometimes is the biggest problem. Call Richard Mulgram at 864-9520. 864-9520. COVID safe? Absolutely. RCM is. RCM uses the state-of-the-art solutions. Call RCM Construction, 864-9520.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. Used equipment moving sale. The blow it.
Lulu K-O-N-I, Lanai O-H, Kalaheo.
The Bayview Golf Course and beautiful comp of friends, business clients, a party. Try our new double racer driving range, bayviewhawaii.com now, or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check bayviewhawaii.com.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Lewin Mayer, Global Golf Post senior writer. She's the author of many books, including 100 Years of Women's Golf, Carefree Golf, Woman Golfer, The Story of Scotland's Belle Robertson, and The Real Monty, Colin Montgomery's biography. And a top golfer before she became a recreational golfer in the Ladies Golf Association. And agreement seems to have used a sense of confidence in the LET players. At least they know that they've been a little bit bigger having their back. Welcome into the clubhouse, Lewin.
Thank you.
It's good to have you. What are your thoughts about this agreement? Just off the top of your head.
Well, I think it's an excellent agreement. I mean, Mike Wann's wonderful. I mean, he speaks and, you know, he could speak on any subject and give you confidence. And, you know, he really knows his golf and he's great with these women. He really is. And honestly, they were so miserable before he came into the, you know, they really didn't know what was going on. And he has given them something to aim at. He's got, you know, he's helped them to sort out more tournaments. And in fact, we've had quite a good year and they've still got tournaments going on and we're just hoping for a good schedule next year. Although he came on the phone at their AGM a week ago in Andalusia and, you know, he couldn't help them for sure with what was going to happen. But they've definitely, you know, they've got a lot of hope for a lot of tournaments after May, which is good.
Yes, that is. And, you know, it's the first 3-4 months, you know, they've probably been in the works, but nothing concrete can be determined until you have a little bit of time to figure things out. I was watching, actually, we don't get to see LET in Hawaii that often, their tournaments. sometimes we do on Golf Channel, but Emily Pedersen with her triple win, was that history making?
Not quite. It's been done once before, I think, by Marie-Laure Lorenzi, but it was a tremendous effort. I mean, she's terrific, really terrific, and definitely someone who's going to go further than that. I think, you know, you can start looking for her up on the leaderboard at majors because she's been around for a bit, and so she's got the necessary experience.
Yeah, and which is the next LET tournament? They're still playing, right?
Well, they've got, they've just finished their order of merit, actually, for the year, and she's just won that.
Okay.
So now they're looking to next season, and they were, usually they would be starting in Australia, but that's not going to happen, so that's been called off, but they will be going to South Africa for tournaments before, you know, the rest of the more European-based events and the ones out in the Middle East. So we'll have to see. I'm sure there'll be a very good circuit for them. And I know that Alex Armas, who's their CEO, who's really the person below Mike Wan, and she was confident at the AGM last week.
Nice. Okay, when you talk about they're going to be flying to South Africa, you know, we worry about getting from one state to another here in the States. That's a huge expense, considering the purses being as low as they are on the LET.
Yes, but the way they look at it is that they need the experience and the practice, so they can't afford not to go. So, you know, it's no good sort of starting up in the middle, you know, in May, say, without having got new competitive play under their backs when they know that a lot of their rivals will have that competitive practice. So maybe they've got sponsors who will help out. You know, maybe they haven't, which is not such good news.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to ask you next. A lot of it is family and people within the family reaching out to their friends or family members. I know that's the way it is. Hawaii has the same issue. You know, it's one thing to go from state to state in the 48 states, but to fly from here to there, that's a little bit more pricey. So, and it's a little bit more time consuming. So I was watching the LPGA. We've got the Volunteers of America Classic. This round was delayed by, I think it was several, 2 hours. It was so cold, it was, what, 38 degrees? One person said they've never played in 38-degree weather. And I could tell, just like looking at the pictures, that the earmuffs certainly were welcome, but so were those face coverings.
Finally. Masks. I've grown to quite like them, actually, because I had root canal treatment in one of my teeth a couple of weeks ago, and my face was very swollen, and I thought, this is a great time to be wearing a mask. And so I didn't feel too self-conscious.
Yes, the eyes have it. That's it, you know, that's it. So have you ever played in 38 or 40 degree temperatures?
Well, listen, at the moment, that kind of temperature, I think, is sounding hot to me because we've had incredible weather in Scotland the last 2 days. It's hardly ever got light.
Wow.
And we had something, I don't know whether you've ever heard of this, but 2 nights ago at 5 o'clock in the morning, there was an amazing, major noise, which sounded as though something had blown up, something horrific had happened. And what it was snow thunder, or do they call it thunder snow?
Wow.
But it was thunder and lightning such as you've never seen, and with snow hammering down, and then it was rain and sleet hammering down, and this has gone, and we still had some bursts of it today, and it's amazing, absolutely horrific. In fact, it made the main news, which is quite, you know, big for a little bit of weather in Edinburgh, so right. That's how serious it was.
Yeah, it's Scotland, that kind of weather is all the time, except now. Thunder snow. Wow.
I don't want to give it you the wrong way around. It's like, you know, somebody's strange surname, but it's either thunder snow or snow thunder. You need to look it up.
Yes, followed by sleet. Is it rain? I mean, yeah, I would have stayed indoors. No, in Scotland, do they play still?
Well, you couldn't have played anything in the weather we've had the last 2 days.
Okay.
You know, everywhere is flooded if it's not icy.
Oh, my God.
So,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
No, not good news.
No, no. So we're just watching them playing it. You know, it's hard because even though they get to play, it's already, you know, December, and we're going to be playing the U.S. Women's Open in Texas. It's not just because it's Texas doesn't mean it's going to be a warm climate. It's going to be interesting to see how they're doing at the Champions Club in Houston, Texas. It gets cold there. So your thoughts on playing in cold temperatures?
Well, I'll tell you an interesting thing, and that is a lot of these Korean girls that, you know, do so well in America, when they have squad sessions in their, you know, at some point in their year, they have squad sessions, and they go to this island where it's really very cold, and it's snowing and horrible. And I said to, I think it was to Inbee Park, you know, what happens if you just say, I'm sorry, but I really don't want to play in this? And she said, oh, no, you can't do that. You know, nobody would dare do that because, you know, the rest aren't doing it. So you just go out and you play in this horrible cold conditions. But you see, what we do here is we go somewhere hot to practice. And I very meanly suggested that our lot should all be going off somewhere even colder to practice. And then they wouldn't find our weather bad.
Yeah, good point. But I don't think that was so mean. It's interesting. There are different things different countries do just because. When I was living with my grandmother high up in the mountains, we had to go on an outing. One of them was hiking to the top of a mountain, which was pretty stressful. I'd never hiked, let alone going to the top of a mountain, right? So the next outing was, we're going to go skiing. And I went, oh, thank goodness we're going to go skiing. That's nothing. I'll go up and I'll ski down. There's not a lot of effort in that. Well, it turned out that we had to put skins at the bottom of our skis, like seal skins. I'm sorry, everybody, about saying that. And we had to walk up the mountain to get to the top of the peak. This is to teach you perseverance and determination and to not give up, so that when you got to the top, then you get to ski down. And it's interesting, different countries teach their children different stressors so that they're able to, you know, cope. And I think the South Koreans have something there. I'm sure they don't like it. But as you said, it makes you like, okay, what's the big deal here? You know, I've played golf in snow. What's a little rain?
Exactly.
Yeah. So that makes sense. Are you? Do you get to see the Women's Open in Scotland?
I didn't get to see it because I think they hardly had anybody, you know, going to the thing. Most people were just having to do it from home, and there was a virtual press room, and so. But it worked very well, and of course it was. It ended up as a wonderful tournament, and you know, you had one. You know, that lovely girl who won it.
Yes.
Yes,
that was the British. But I was thinking, will you be able to see the U.S. Women's Open that's played in Texas next week?
Yes. We get all of that. You know, we can see all of that on television. So it's been most exciting, yes.
Exactly. So we've got some interesting leaderboard with the U.S. players that are on the golf course in the Volunteers of America Classic. Yaelimi No and Jessica Korda, they share the lead with Anna Nordqvist. I mean, given how young these girls are now, Jessica Korda, Anna's been playing for a long time. I don't want to say anything about age, but she's older.
Well, yes. I'm not quite sure how much older she is, but can I just tell you, have I got time to tell you something interesting about how they bring on their players in Denmark, where
sure.
This girl, Emily Pedersen, comes from? because a few years ago they decided that the last thing you needed to do to a golfer was to sort of pick her up for a squad and then drop her and pick her up again and then drop her again, because that just erodes their confidence. You know, they decided that the way ahead was, when these girls turn pro, you don't just abandon them because they're no longer amateurs. You actually nurse them through their next few years. And Emily Pedersen, I think she's now 24 or 25, and she's in her seventh year on tour, and she's ready to compete in the majors. So I think that's very interesting, because I'm afraid we've made some terrible mistakes with our amateurs, you know, when they turn pro over the years.
So just dumping them. Now, who provides the money? Is that government funded?
The Danish Golf Union. I don't know where the money comes from, but they, you know, they look after these girls. You know, they pay for their expenses and they pay for their coaching. And you know, when they turn, the moment they turn pro. But you know, I mean, for a contrast, when Georgia Hall turned pro,
yes,
she just won the British Championship like Emily Pedersen did, and she had to waste a whole year because she couldn't afford to play.
I had no idea. That's difficult. So there is a lot we could do for our competitors, especially going from the Symetra Tour into the LPGA, or from the LET, as will be possible, to the LPGA. Well, Lewin, we're all out of time, and it's thank you for giving us a look at weather in Scotland that you can't play golf in. We've always been told that no matter what the weather is, the Scots go out to play.
Nonsense.
And always lovely having you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So I want to thank our sponsors. And first of all, RCM Construction. And what does spalling cracks in your cement walls and floors and ceiling have in common with termite infestation? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What's the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they've been repairing concrete buildings and garages and decks. They've stopped leaks, and often it takes a long time just to find, because water finds a way. Call Richard Mulgram at 864-9520. 864-9520. That's RCM Construction. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale continues until the store is empty. Shindaiwa and Maruyama up to 25% off. Make that 20% off all of their products, and Honda lawnmowers are starting at $329. Aloha Power Equipment is where you go for your power equipment needs. Waipahu and Sand Island stores, everything you need to weed it, whack it, mow it, and blow it. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, probably, they just don't like going to the doctors, and they'd rather do just about anything than go to the doctors, but they're in pain. And constant pain makes you grumpy. So not doing anything about it is a bummer, not just for the person feeling it, but for the whole family. So who could you see? Well, Dr. Jonathan Carlson is the creator of the Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic. He has a way with his patients. Their statement is where the aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Very gentle he is. He's in Kailua. It's the Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic. 452-1379. If you've got a flood or a fire disaster, you need to call MD Restoration. Not only can they do all of the important stuff immediately, you know, the emergency disaster restoration, totally COVID compliant. They do mold remediation, flood, fire, dirty water cleanup, and carpets and upholstery cleaning. But they're also licensed contractors. So that's MD Restoration, 528-3434. And Bayview, celebrating the beauty of the bay, celebrates your event or birthday at Bayview. Want to have a great time? Build team spirit, Book your next round of golf at Bait Hill. They will help you get organized and take care of you. All you have to do is call Eric at 247-0451, extension 2. Thank you for your mama. I'm Danielle Tucker.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.